If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Let me ask you a question. Is it bad luck to have your Christmas decor up after Christmas? I always heard that.
Bad luck.
My mother, she was superstitious about that, and she always said, like, a certain day we had to take it down right after Christmas, before New Year's, and your tree had to come down.
What about wearing white after Labor Day?
She was one of those Southern women.
What if your Klan meeting's in October?
She was like that, and she would always say, you need to comb your hair, put on a bra, and wear some lipstick.
Well,
you know, if the Klan was modern like the churches are now, they let you wear whatever.
You know what?
Show up, just we want you to show up.
I'll see you Sunday at Klan Church.
Oh boy!
If all you guys a Gamecock shirt, go ahead. Everybody else does. Come on, join.
There's only I should.
So I didn't mean to go.
Look, you're robbing yourself of the joy of putting it back up if you leave it up year round.
Well, 45% of Americans are cool with holiday decor staying up all year. I just, in my opinion, I don't care how long you have it up, but it seems kind of like depressing. Like that's.
I'm gonna cut that for a line later. She's talking about Christmas lights.
She gonna like it too.
I mean, I do.
I thought she was doing a Frank Thomas read.
I do like white lights and everything. That's Shocker. Pretty. But when you have all the animals in the front and all that kind of stuff, I'm done with it. Past Christmas.
Party in the rear.
Yeah, because she's got animals that are gonna tear up her tree and.
No, like the whole deer and display and Christmassy theme stuff. Anyways, according to the
story. You use real deer?
No, but people have, you know, the deer in your yard, whatever you call
that. Oh, yeah.
And remember that deer I told you about the other
snowmen.
Day? One ran across the road and the other one stood at the end of the yard. Like, he was freezing to make me think he was yard art. Like, it was good. I was like, man, you've been hit before.
He's an actor.
Deer. He just, like, froze. Like, he just, like, looked straight ahead and froze. I was like,
He wasn't bent over.
Nope.
It's a shame
if
you came up.
Wasn't talking with me with her doe butt or anything.
It'd be awful if you came up here and tried to, you know, put me on your wall.
What is yours? Sounds like Lindsey Graham.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
he wasn't bent over.
Creepy deer.
Doughboy. Doughboy.
It's a confused deer.
Two different things. Oh, my God.
Quit putting lights on your antlers, Doughboy.
No, that's
you know what?
If I do what I want. Some Mulatto signal. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, that's my favorite cookie by Petra's Farm.
Okay, so 45% of people say that.
I saw it the other day. I really don't know what.
Alyssa Mulatto?
Oh, those are good.
Right, you are, Paige.
All right, so anyways, 45% of people say that there shouldn't be a specific decorations down date.
They're lazy people.
The survey don't want to do anything. Suggests that means those people are happy to see the lights and decorations stay up into the new year or even all year round. They don't care.
But we bitch about, and I'm one of them, like the
bitcher,
the grandeur and the beauty of an old McDonald's. This is how they look with the playground and the big characters
slides.
And everything. And now they look like a nursing home or a post office.
But if you, for me, if you have it up all year round, it takes away the magic of Christmas, because I think it's magical. And when I see the Christmas trees, I'm like,
what about Valentine's lights?
Oh,
yep. MLK lights.
It's Fourth Christmas of July time. Lights.
Yes. Red, white, and blue lights.
I
next
like
Tuesday.
All holidays. Valentine's Day is coming up.
I know, that's what I said. Yeah, you put green ones up for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fun.
See, why limit it then? The Lord would want us to have lights all the time.
You know, I love theme things and theme parties.
How was the Pimps and Hoes party?
She always has a good time.
I always have a good time. So, be whoever you want to be. Millennials are.
I bet Duke Power's behind this. They're like, guys, leave them up all year long. Matter of fact, your inflatables, don't turn that off. Don't make them shrink down in the morning and pop back up. Leave them on all night.
They are the most chill about decorations.
You just sound like your yard's on oxygen with all that going on.
Well, boomers, like my mother, would say, you need to take that down because it's bad luck after Christmas.
Bad luck is...
I don't know. That's a Southern thing, too. Don't do that. That's bad luck. Don't
Are you kidding me? It came from Ireland. Blame the immigrants.
No.
That's where bad luck came from.
Maybe a lot of superstitions.
Bad News Barrett, he was from England, I believe.
Really was.
Like,
still
don't
is.
Step on a crack. Don't walk
He's a wrestler that walks out and says, I'm afraid I got some big nuts.
What is it about bad a ladder? News. Don't That's walk under a ladder or something?
Don't walk beside it.
Don't run with a ladder in your pocket.
Okay.
Don't climb beside one.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't climb it doggy style, I think, is the same.
The 13th floor, that's the one that, like, is still so overly used now. Like, even with elevators and, you know, mainly elevators and floors.
I don't have a problem with the 13th number.
Dude, they're missing out because there's a bunch of weirdos. Like, if people find out, that Airbnb is haunted, it will stay booked up. So, you imagine a hotel... with the 13th floor would always be like
booked up,
you could charge $1,000 a night on Friday the 13th.
Dude, have you seen
holy crap, it's the 13th right now.
Monday the 13th.
Monday, that's even worse.
Have you seen the movie? It's just about a haunted hotel room.
Room something something something.
Yes, yeah, John Cusack's.
Yes.
In. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that is good. That was kind of creepy.
It was good.
This is your half-assed movie review from TRG.
Don't remember the name, but it was I don't remember any movie names. I don't.
It's hard to remember.
Did you know that there are less single people than 20 years ago?
It don't seem like there are. It seems like there's a lot more.
It does when you realize all your friends are married and they don't do anything but couples nights anymore, and that's why you don't see them. You were saying?
What I was saying is single life is now falling out of style.
Like, I pray sometimes my friends get divorced so I have friends again. I really do. I don't say which ones, and nor will I, but...
Well, just live by the stats.
And I don't... You know, if you're single and you don't get invited to couples singing things
I'm single
anymore.
And looking to tingle, not mingle.
Tingle.
You know what? You'll have a lot of people into that, too. Like, hey.
Well, according to the Pew Research Center...
You stink.
Sure.
I'll be your toilet.
Matthew, they call them benches pews because you sit on them.
That's messed up.
You fart during the benediction every time.
The congregation's smelling strong.
According to the Pew Research Center, the share of unpartnered adults has declined for the first time in 20 years.
There are people
who are not married, living with a partner, or in a committed romantic relationship.
I legit.
Unpartnered.
Saw somebody say unalived in an X video.
Unalived?
Yeah. Talking about the
Someone
victims
died?
Of the fire, yeah.
They're unalived?
Yeah. That's what they said, unalived. They won't say the D word. Dead. They say unalived.
Unalived is kind of redundant.
Hey, look.
It's over-explaining.
That's what they put out there with, like, home insecure, food insecure.
You know, on YouTube, you get demonetized for saying... If you fully say WW3, and you say the full-on thing, you're demonetized for that. Like, what in the...
What can you say anymore?
Blue hell.
That's algorithm is making us talk stupid.
I mean, it really is. It's like unalive. That's dumb AF.
You said the T word earlier for poop.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to say stinker surprise.
What's the T word for poop?
You said blank burglar.
Oh.
You said T-burglar.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's, That's on the list, too.
That's peanut butter surprise you're thinking of.
This is something different.
Are you goosing me? Like, I don't understand.
You can't
not say it.
Like, you have to say stinker surprise.
Stinker surprise.
What T-word was that? Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You worked with him, too.
The blank burglar.
I knew. I figured it out. Oh, my goodness. All right. So
made you think of McDonald's, didn't it? It's a hamburger.
There are less single people on the share of adults who were married inched up from 50% to 51% in 2019 to 2023, and it's dipping down in this year.
I remember the week or maybe 2 weeks after COVID started, and that'll get us demonetized as well. I apologize.
That guy talking about you, Christopher.
I remember talking to Rob Inario.
Mary.
And I said, you know what? I think this is going to cause one of the biggest baby booms this generation's ever seen because everybody's stuck at home. He's like, yeah, well, I disagree. I think it'll be the biggest divorce time of our history. And blame it if he wasn't right. Blame it. I meant to say
that. Usually is, yeah. Especially if you take your case.
Together.
Yeah, but like that. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, well.
Freedom.
6 months later, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was not right. For him, but
gotta get away from this person.
Enormous titties. He was right about her too.
Getting on my nerves.
I hated the fact she wouldn't say her first name Evelyn. She was this E.
Yeah,
she loved that her middle name Normus.
Okay.
Norma. Her last name was Titties. Damn, I screwed up the joke. Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, whose name is a kid enormous?
Mark's going to come in here and sweep me off the stage in a minute.
The hook's going to come through the door and grab you.
Yeah, I can only think of one person named Enormous, and he runs the board.
Oh, my God. With that last name, though. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. I haven't giggled this much in a long, long time. A
few days, at least.
Yeah. All right, we will take a break. We still got birthdays and suckets on this Monday the 13th. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Somebody that we all three know, and I won't say the name of, pointed out something to me over the Christmas time break and said, if I, and by saying this now, I'm making everyone aware, but, you know, I can change. But he said, when you don't sing the phone numbers, I can tell you're in a bad mood.
Oh, no.
And he, absolutely, I'm probably right. If I don't sing that. He says, I can also tell you're in a good mood when you sing the phone numbers for people to call in. I'm like, you are right with that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that bad mood anymore, buddies.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm not in a bad mood now. Oh. You gonna put me in one if you say I am?
Oh, no.
Remember how you usually the mother would say things like that? I ain't in bad mood.
Stop
you
asking.
You keep asking, you gonna put me in one.
Keep on. Well, that guy you heard the clip of twice already, he's coming up a little bit later.
All right.
Try to guess what kind of people he's talking about. But do you remember we had a call about jacked up trucks over the break? Last FOF we did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, people don't like those for some reason. Well, I assume this guy has a jacked up truck because he's got some feedback for the guy who didn't like it.
Okay. 864-241-4318. Jacked up trucks on the FOF line.
This is a dude who's bitching about the jacked up truck. You, buddy. You. What's your problem there, Betty? Did a jacked up truck take your wife, steal your woman? Huh? Are you jealous of it? Huh? I bet you drive one of them all electric cars. I'm a safety environment. I'm going all electric. You're dumb. Where do you people think the god dang lithium comes from? Doesn't grow on mother trees. It's not created. Ooh, bunch of stupid mother tree hugging.
What were the last two bleeps?
Well, the last one
blanking was blankets.
The last one was the P word, which we used our allotment for the week.
Oh yeah,
oh,
so I gotta believe
that's true.
It.
We kinda... get seven each per week,
and you get a Mr. Falcon before that.
Oh, okay,
which is the famous Die Hard.
Die
TV
Hard.
Cut.
Yeah.
Mr. Falcon.
Well, you know, the other thing of that is it always goes back to a guy's. Well, kids are not in the car. They're not
thingy.
Listening. Penis size. If you have, you're overcompensating. Can you be hung like a horse, but also have a drive Bigfoot? Like, is, in a world, is that available?
I assume everybody with a jacked up truck does and is.
I hope so.
Like, they're overcompensating for something, but yet rich people would drive the stretch limos. Like, stretch.
If you drive a jacked up truck, I assume you got more hogs than a petting zoo.
I'd rather be up than off. 864-241-4318.
Here's the feedback from a grocery store cashier, which took me by surprise because it is a gentleman. Usually, look.
You think that's a lady's job?
Yeah, I'll throw that out there. Look, I grew up seeing old lady cashiers. Now I see more female cashiers. Even with the U-Scan, they're female cashiers.
Well, Walmart was ageist against their greeters. It was always really old people, never young, spry people.
So I expect to see a female cashier, and you call me what you want. Whatever.
Ah, dang it. We'll use one for next week.
Here's this guy.
Come on now, people. Have some damn sense at the grocery store. Like, when I say I can get the next in line on my register, that means the next in line, not the next motherfucker walk up. Next in line. I got to keep going, guys. Don't take 3 minutes, 4 minutes, literally 3-4 minutes at the standing at the cash register is a long time. Don't take that long to pay me. Like, get it going, okay? And don't ask me about every single price in the store. I don't know, okay? Just have some sense and some courtesy. Please. Thank you.
Oh, man.
That's probably the first, well, I shouldn't say the first, but a cashier who really, like, cares about his job. I went to a grocery store the other day at just 4 or 5 items, not much, not a peep out of the cashier. Not, like, nothing. I don't expect you to sit there and talk about the weather and talk about this, that, or the other. But just when you say thank you for coming in or it just look, I don't know.
Everybody's so awkward now.
You having a good day?
I don't even need that.
I mean,
just like, here's your receipt, thank you, or anything. I end up thanking them at the end for some damn reason. Thank you for letting me buy things from you.
Yeah.
You told the pharmacist you loved him when you hung up with him.
I love you, man.
I did do that one time. That's right. I think I love you.
You did?
Yeah, I just hung up. I didn't want to, like, put a smile on his face and then him hear me, oh, sorry, I thought I was talking to the other person I was on the other line with. And then he's like, oh, man, you don't mean it?
That's kind of awkward.
I'm going to put a roofie in your Matt Foreman now, you bitch.
They do take a long time to pay. My favorite video going around now is Mitch McConnell. He's just looking kind of with that blank look he's got. And the video says, old people, when the card reader tells you to remove your card and it's blinking at you. It's just old people looking.
You know, remember for a while people were saying, deep conspiracy theorists were saying that he was a clone. And if so,
where was he at yesterday? Did he not like Jimmy Carter? Because I didn't see him. Where you at, Mitch?
Oh, I don't know. Was Pelosi there?
I didn't see her either.
Where was Fauci?
Were they not allowed to go?
I don't know, but Pence right beside. Oh, that was so
Hunter
awkward.
Biden was there.
That was so awkward to see. I didn't see Hunter, but
Papa,
like,
Hunter.
Pence was sitting right behind Trump, and Trump doesn't even acknowledge him.
No, they did. I missed it. They actually shook hands.
Oh, okay.
Now, Pence's wife didn't talk to Trump or Melania.
What about, did Kamala ever turn around and talk to Bill?
Not that I saw. I didn't think she talked to many people.
Hillary looked pissed, and when she looks pissed, you know someone's going to die.
Oh, my God.
Here's a
list going to grow.
Not.
Here's the guy.
You're going on the list.
Here's a grocery store customer who's got heat with the grocery store.
The other side of the debit card.
Uh-oh.
Dude, Christmas shoppers. Like, holy left the grocery store just now and, like, are you serious, man? There wasn't one damn thing on the shelves that people need. Because all you motherfuckers out here who are having 50 to 100 people at your fucking house, so you got to sit there and get 10 fucking things of cinnamon rolls or 10 fucking gallons of milk. Like, come the fuck on, man. This is not a natural disaster. It's the holidays. What happened to respecting thy neighbor and stuff? Are you serious? And then the grocery stores. Why the mother did you guys not limit to customers? You knew this was going to happen. Y'all knew this. F***ing ridiculous.
This is at Costco, probably. Or like a big box. Like a warehouse club place, it sounded like.
So many gallons of milk.
How many gallons of milk? That dude wanted cinnamon buns and milk, and he couldn't get any.
I don't know why this reminds me of when you talked about the drones. You said, why don't the drones fly water over the fires? And then the guy texts in, a gallon is 8 pounds of water. And I just see a drone with like 1 gallon jug flying over a massive wildfire.
But you saw like the night, but like Netflix Raw night, like they had hundreds of those spelling out logos and just flying, all, you know, digitized and everything. But it's like, there's got to be something. Take a big, huge tarp and put like hundreds of those things on there. And there's got to be a way from the air to attack those problems.
They're canceling everything. They canceled Hornets and Lakers. They're moving the playoff game from Monday night to Arizona. That's official. That's going to happen. Everything's getting out. So close to the city.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on January the 13th, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Double sucks.
I did not have available his version of She Bangs by Ricky Martin.
Oh, talking about Big Willie Hung?
It is William Hung's birthday. I don't even know what he's up to now. What he look like? He still has buck teeth. What his net worth is?
Yeah, but what's the other guy that?
Pants on the ground.
No, the other guy, Gangnam Style. That guy still plays huge concerts.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
Gangnam.
He spells it P S Y.
Is that short for something?
We've used our allotment to.
Can I buy a U, please? I don't know.
Can I buy an I?
Arr. Man, let's see. That's probably been like 15 years ago.
I don't even have a point when it was. I wish I did.
I don't know how old he was then. Because, I mean, this is...
Is it William?
William Hung.
Yeah, William. I don't know what William is, but William.
52.
48.
Oh, 42.
Oh, wow.
He was real young. I think there's an age limit, right? I don't know.
He was hung and young.
Yeah.
That's the way Paige likes him.
Okay.
How about?
Paige, you know how she's going to stop child trafficking? She's going to cut up her credit cards.
So was making fun of that. That was so bad.
It goes back to Christmas. She sent me a drunk text, and she thought she'd sent it to her friend. And they must have been talking about how bad child trafficking was. And she sent me a text. She's like, "Let's stop child trafficking!" Exclamation mark. I was like, "Well, you need to stop. I ain't doing it." Anyway,
she was into it.
It's bad here in South Carolina. You don't understand.
No, it's bad everywhere.
Last picture I saw of this gentleman, he was butt naked on a surfboard, hanging out with his baby mama, Katy Perry. Talking about Will Turner from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Orlando Bloom.
Oh, he's handsome.
Oh, okay.
Legolas.
He's what?
Legolas.
What's that mean?
He's the elf that has never-ending arrows in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he had double amputee.
It looks like a Targaryen.
Does Garth do the theme? Well, I'm Legolas. Shit. I can't walk nowhere.
Can't go nowhere without my wheelchair.
Gotta call Uber.
I'll be sitting in the chair. Well, I'm legless. Only got the middle one left.
Daddy, you gotta go to the bathroom. 50. No. Yep, I'm going with that.
53.
48 years old for Orlando Bloom.
Shoot fire.
Now, this is a rare occasion that we have two cast members from the same show that have birthdays on the same day. And we'll start with, she was also on Baywatch and Charles in Charge. She has breast cancer right now. Thoughts with her.
Oh, man.
Nicole Eggert. Big Egg. She's
pretty and nice.
Yeah, man.
She's pretty and nice.
She is.
Beautiful and awesome. Shout out Vince. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Vince. He's in the Una portion of heaven today.
He is not Saxon.
No.
Una.
He's probably, I'm going to say, 50 is on my brain. I'm going with it.
55.
Oh, close. She's 53, Nicole Egger. Let's keep it going for Tracy Bingham.
Ah, yeah.
Good looking people on that show.
Yeah, man.
Half naked, too. And we mentioned Pamela Anderson the other day. Looks great now. This whole no makeup thing is really working out.
More women should try it because y'all, and I know it goes against Paige because, you know, but I mean,
thank
really,
you.
No, you know what I'm saying because you love makeup, but like,
really does.
It's when you break it down, like, why did you start wearing it? Because it was just. Your mom taught you how to do it or whatever?
To not piss me off, I think.
I don't know. It's wild. 56.
57.
Oh, Paige nailed it.
Oh.
57 years old. She'll probably know this one, too, because I imagine she's a fan. He went by Dr. McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy. Tons of movies. Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, I do like him.
Ladies love Patrick Dempsey. The movie with honors he was in? Others?
Many others. I'll go whatever Paige says.
Oh, I have no idea. I'll say 60.
59 years old. Oh, it's almost a big one. Not quite yet. This fella, we had him on the show many times. And he thanked our boss for giving him sandwich money.
Oh, Trace.
It is Trace Atkins. Mark Hendricks went to his concert. He's like, I like the guy. It's pretty good.
I like the guy.
6'7".
Damn.
Trace Atkins.
And like, he was blowing speakers.
He's got a deep voice.
Our friend's speakers. No, I'm kidding. His voice is just so deep.
I liked him. And he's a good family man.
He was talking.
He loves his daughters.
Incredibly deep. He's got to have nuts like bowling balls to get a register that low. Haven't seen a register that low since. I forgot the joke. God dang it. You really been like taking the good jokes today.
Good at what?
You've been taking the good jokes. Like, I forgot mine.
Oh.
I was going to make a midget joke. And
this is badonkadonk.
Ooh-wee. Shut your mouth. Did he say shut your mouth or hush your mouth?
He says shut your mouth. Slap your grandma.
No, we don't. He goes, oh, shut my mouth. Okay. Does say slap your grandma.
Put something in there. Not particularly a big birthday.
61.
Badonkadonk. Oh, would you say 61?
I did.
62.
63 for Trey Sackens.
I can't get it.
63 years old. What?
He said something about your mama's gay, I think he said.
Before he said, oh, son.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Look at the butt. Kiss my mouth.
Kiss my mouth.
Kiss your grits.
Kiss
Happy
his
Hanukkah.
Ass. Kiss your ass. I'm putting the pool in. See, I'm going to get it mixed up with my Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God, you're putting in a pool.
I keep seeing Sam Elliott now in the commercials for, what do you call it?
I don't know what they're advertising. I was about to say.
The insurance.
Who's in there with him?
Gronk?
Yes. Yeah, he puts his pictures all over.
Yeah, dang it, whatever the insurance is. See, it's all more to you. I'm in, damn it.
When your stars are bigger than your product, it's lost. Yeah. Like, we don't know what they're... something about
you
insurance.
Don't care.
Army insurance, one of those.
No, they wouldn't go from Shaq to him.
Because Gronk's like, I want insurance. And he's like, I already got damn Army insurance. More to you.
He said got.
Son of a
damn
bitch.
Just so everyone knows.
Oh,
get out of my house, Gronk. Smell my mustache.
Who are we guessing?
Oh, it's 100%.
That's like, we're hearing Seinfeld in the background.
Some kind of tangent.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
We had a lot of family money before Seinfeld.
I don't know, Margo.
Hey, it's Margo.
She's like Anderson Cooper. It's like, you know what? You never had to work in your whole life.
Her father's a billionaire.
Yeah. 63.
66.
64 years old for Star Beat.
Do you eat?
And Seinfeld. Happy heavenly
that
birthday.
That didn't age well, did it? The Veep?
Oh, boy.
Bull. Bull from Night Court.
Richard Mole.
Yep, he would have been 82 years old today.
I believe he lived in North Carolina or Tennessee when he passed. One of the two.
It was one of them.
It must have been Tennessee because North Carolina was Judge Harry.
Yep. God dang it, man. Also, Rip Taylor would have been 94 years old today. And I think these two hung out, same birthday, same year, same day, Charles Nelson Reilly. A lot of people got those two mixed up. I don't know why, but they did.
You ever seen the movie Cannonball Run 2?
No, not part 2.
It is star-studded, and he's in it along with Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin.
Yeah, baby.
Of course, Burt Reynolds. Yeah, baby.
The same Elliot in it. Talking about it. I just got insurance. I'm in this damn movie.
I forgot insurance I bought.
Robert Stack.
Ah, Unsolved Mysteries. Hey, I'd say he would have been a solid 100.
Oh, you're close. He would have been 106.
Damn.
Years old. I forgot he played Elliot Ness in the Untouchables TV show.
Wow.
And he was the cop in Beavis and Butthead to America. Full cavity search. That was his line.
Did he have on pants under those trench coats? I've often wondered.
I don't think he did. Tonight, what's the mystery of what's underneath my jacket? You got to kind of do it like a white guy doing Bill Cosby to try.
I was going
to
get a little bit. Man, I saw an old commercial. I'm going to try to find it and see if we can play it. Clearance to play it. It was some kind of. Remember when the world couldn't decide? Well, America couldn't decide. Splenda or Sweet and Low or whatever.
Stevia.
It was him advertising these little sugar cubes that had caffeine in them and all that stuff. He's like, all you do is drop it in the cup, and the next thing you know, you're a different person. I'm like, boy, that didn't age well either.
Because
I'm thinking roofies.
Drop the cube in the drink. And then you get out to see all the boobies you want.
All right. Thank you, you listening right now, for listening.
Hey, same number. Don't forget.
1-800-774-0093 is our text and phone number now, provided by TLCMotors.com.
We did this for you. Please use it.
Make it easier.
That's how you going to get in touch with us.
I've never actually texted a 1-800 number before.
Oh, well.
900 numbers, yes.
Hey, no, big boy.
You can get today's podcast by texting podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Or you can get it on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Google, GOOGLE.
What? It's not UL?
iTunes. EYETUNES. And all the others. They'll get it.
We're there.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Seriously, please. It is good.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby, bye.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.